as the blood price of a single camel. His spirit is like Saleh, and his body is the she-camel. The spirit is in union, the body in one.
This is a little bit more complicated than that translation, because here he is playing with the words in a very special, tricky way. He says, okay, the spirit of this prophet the spirit is like this prophet, and the body is like the camel. Later he will say, the spirit, he doesn't say a spirit of this prophet, he will say the good peacemaking spirit could not make mistakes. He's playing with this word of Saleh, which is the name of the prophet, and his peacemaker and qualified as well. So he's describing the two parts of human existence. Okay, now we're talking about saints. Saints are human as well. So they have the body and the soul. Okay. Their spirit is that one which is not doing the mistake and is only in the path. So if you try to attack them and harm them, the harm goes to their body, not their soul, because their soul is in another level, doesn't bother it that much. He's trying to explain this complication. Let's hear it first. Yes.
The Saleh spirit is not susceptible to afflictions. The blows fall on the camel, not on the essence. No one gains victory over their hearts. Harm comes to the oyster shell, not to the pearl. The Saleh spirit is not capable of being hurt. The light of God is not subject to infidels. The soul attached to it, the earthly body, that they might hurt and suffer tribulation, not knowing that to hurt this is to hurt him. The water in this jar is joined with the water in the river.
Now, do you see what is he doing? Not really translatable, but it goes like this. He started like this, that, okay, imagine this peacemaker soul, which is a different stuff, and the body is exactly here, okay? That spirit of the prophets is not something to be bothered. Let me bring the example of this that we will say connected himself somehow with the body. The thing that in Christianity later we'll say the God which will take the form of a human being, stepping down into physical existence. We'll say, you know why that had happened? This is only a test. Test for infidels. Because the infidels will try that hurt that body and will be punished for that. That's why the saints, they have this body. The people who try to hurt their body, namely crucifixion, and they are idiots. They don't know that this is not a prophet. This body is not even worthy to him. He is the spirit, is the soul which nobody could hurt. He is the soul that at the time of crucifixion will say what? Do you remember?
Father, forgive them.
Father, forgive them. They are ignorant. They don't know what they're doing. Means, at the moment of crucifixion, he has pity on these people. Mansur Hallaj will check the blood on his face to see a spot of yellowness in his face, because it will be so what? But their physical existence should be here. This is the test for these people. The ignorant one, they will hurt that one. It's like what? It's like this, that they have this body, okay? But they have to have a spirit. What is that spirit? When I'm talking about the spirit of, let's say, Moses, or a saint, let's say, Mansur al-Hallaj, okay, this saint, I'm talking that this saint had a body and a spirit. What is the body? Like your body. And almost independent stuff, quite understandable. What is the soul of Mansur al-Hallaj? I said, that soul, but the only thing we could think about is that soul could not be separate or independent from that big spirit, universal spirit, huh? There is no division. Where do you cut the line? There is none. It's beautiful, it's good to hear, but did you understand it? Let me say it again. A saint has a body and a soul. The body is like everybody's body, independent, visible, and belongs to him. His soul is not independent. He has become one with the universal spirit. Did you get it? What is the outcome of it? The one that you cannot swallow. Therefore, all the saints are part of one spirit. There is one spirit. There is no 6 billion spirits. Because this is the breath. And breath belongs to him. Comes and goes in me and keeps me alive. This is the thing that is very difficult to really swallow. Your logical existence here will say yes, because partially I terrorize it. But it's very difficult. And we will come back to it again and again and again. We'll say there are 100,000 and there are only one. This is something you should understand. Because we are not talking about quantities. Over there we're talking about quality. Quality is one. Quantity is different. So each saint, each person has one body. The saints, they have one body as well. But the lost people are lost. The connected people, they are one. That's another thing will come later. Yes?
God connected with a body in order that he might become a refuge for the whole world. Be a slave to the camel, which is the saint's body, that you may become the fellow servant of the Saleh spirit.
Okay, what was this? Nobody is awake. Did you notice? In the first part he said they are here and they have the body, his embodiment is here to test the non-believers. They hurt the body and they will be rejected. And he said, and at the same time, God came to this embodiment to do what? To make a refuge for the believers. The believers will take refuge in this physical even existence. Because, let's face it, in a way, when you're listening to this story, the saints, they don't need this body. Because they are the spiritual existence. Their body is here to do what? To do two things. One is to oppose the non-believers. Non-believers will hurt that body and they will be punished. Second is for us to take refuge to. Their body is here to help us. Their physical existence is difficult as any physical existence is. You know, physical existence for living creature is what? Challenge of remaining alive. Because every single moment you're going to die. And you try to remain alive. It's a permanent challenge. This challenge is imposed on holy people for two reasons. One of it, for us. to find a refuge.